This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, of course, only on Sports Byline, coming to you from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Yes, the man was correct in that lofty introduction. My name is Pedro Fernandez, the often imitated but never duplicated, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio race, folks, having defended that belt now for better than 35 years. So straight up today, we're talking about the king of boxing, folks. No, not Anthony Joshua, although he'll be here as well. I'm talking about Canelo Alvarez. Of course, the $365 million contract that he signed with DAZN. Wow, 11 fights. Of course, the world middleweight champion stepping up in weight tonight to take on Rocky Fielding for the WBA 168-pound championship. That is the super middleweight championship. The bottom line is Fielding is big and tall, and that's about all he's got going for him. Canelo should route this guy inside of six rounds tonight. That's the way I see it. Bottom line is that fight will be on DAZN, exclusively on DAZN, DAZN.com. But wait, we'll also hear from Tyson Fury, talking about how life was bad and how he turned it around. Of course, after the stuff he's been through, boxing, even fighting a guy like Deontay Wilder, probably isn't much considering the devils and the battles that he's already beaten to get back, to stand up as a man. The bottom line is Tyson Fury's back as a man as well as a heavyweight fighter. We'll also hear from Dana White and, that's right, Max Holloway, the world featherweight champion, knocking out, destroying Brian Ortega last week. Well, I picked Ortega to win, but man, UFC 231, the main event didn't go as I thought. Still, the world featherweight champion. I'm talking about Max Holloway of Honolulu, Hawaii. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. And you can text us, the studio text line, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You tune to Ring Talk Live on Sports Byline, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Check them out. For clarity in boxing, there's a WBO. Online, they're at WBOboxing.com. You tune to Ring Talk Live on Sports Byline. There's nothing you want to
know. Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor.
To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience.
Treat yourself this holiday season and get live streaming of ROH on tour events like Honor Reigns Supreme.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events.
Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network. Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow night here at Madison Square Garden, the promoters Oscar De La Hoya and Golden Boy Promotions, in association with Eddie Hearn for Matchroom Boxing. It's a contest presented by Tecate, the official beer of boxing, and sponsored by Hennessy. Never stop, never settle. Fred Loya Insurance put Fred in your corner, and the motion picture Miss Bala, the new action thriller starring Gina Rodriguez, in theaters everywhere February 1st. This contest, 12 rounds of boxing for the WBA Super Middleweight World Champion, live on DAZN and broadcast to the UK on Sky Sports Boxing. Stepping onto the scales first, the defending world champion from Liverpool, here is Rocky Fielding. 27 victories, 15 wins by knockout, only one defeat, 14 of those 15 KOs in 5 rounds or less. 167.6 pounds for the reigning and defending super middleweight champion of the world, Rocky Fielding. Now stepping onto the scales, tomorrow night officially he's the challenger, but he is the current middleweight champion of the world, the former two-time super welterweight world champion from Guadalajara, Jalisco, Mexico, Canelo Alvarez! Won 67.4 pounds for the challenger, middleweight world champion, Saul Canelo Alvarez! Here they are, challenger and champion, champion versus champion for the WBA Super Middleweight World title. It's Rocky Fielding, the defending world champion.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The voice of the great Michael Buffer, of course, announcing the great weigh-in at the Garden, the Madison Square Garden, of course, arena, going to come live tonight, December 15th, live at 5 p.m. Pacific time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern time, only on DAZN. Check it out. DAZN.com. Bottom line is, Saul Alvarez has, 50 fights, one win, a couple of draws, one draw with Golovkin, of course, and that one loss to Floyd Mayweather when he was a green kid. God knows he was so green back then. He really was, like, green like guacamole. But you know, he made a lot of money. It was a fight. It wasn't dangerous for him to take because Mayweather wasn't knocking anybody out, especially somebody bigger than him. And, of course, he went 12 rounds, and I think he learned a lot that night. But he made a lot of money that night, of course, and that's when he became Canelo Alvarez, really the superstar, because he is the real superstar of boxing. Nobody comes up with a with a $365 million contract, man. And it just doesn't happen unless you're like the king of sports. I mean, nobody's got a contract like that. Anyway, Alvarez, of course, as I said, the world middleweight champion, now going to be the WBA super middleweight champion. I believe he is a prohibitive favorite to defeat Rocky Fielding coming in at 31 years old, born in 2000. Take that back, made his debut in 2010. Comes with us from the home of the Beatles. That's right, Liverpool, of course, in the Merseyside of the UK. He's got his hands full. He just does. I don't think he's in a position to win here. He's tall. He's lean. He's got a big height advantage. I mean, he's like 4 or 5 inches taller than Canelo Easy. 27-1, 15 KOs on the winning side. The one loss on the negative side, of course, a blowout in one round to Callum Smith. Of course, Callum Smith, a good fighter, no doubt about that. And I believe he just won that World Boxing Super Series or whatever they got going on there in Europe. But Callum Smith, good fighter. There's no really shame in losing to him. I mean, he's world class. But talking about Canelo Alvarez, and I don't think they're going to put Canelo in a fight with a guy that he has a chance of beating. I just don't see it. Not in the first fight with the $365 million contract on the line. It ain't happening. No way, no how. So Canelo, the king of boxing, no doubt about it. I mean, nobody comes close. I mean, Gennady Golovkin. Yeah, you know, Gennady Golovkin could beat Canelo in the ring 5-6 times and still couldn't make more money than Canelo. He just can't. I mean, Canelo's just a guy. 376 rounds now as a professional, 64% knockout rating. I mean, currently the WBA middleweight champion, WBC middleweight champion. I mean, he's got a bunch of belts. And, of course, he was a 154-pound guy for a while. And his promoter, Oscar De La Hoya, give Oscar some credit, because he's gotten himself so fat, I couldn't believe it. I saw a picture of him at the weigh-in yesterday, and this was a kid that I was his publicist for him back in 1990, okay? He was like 125 pounds, right? Now he's like 250 pounds. He's got 4 or 5 chins. Oh, my God, you look like a Chinese phone book. I couldn't believe it. Oscar, what happened to you, man? Did the cocaine do that to you? I mean, or maybe it was the cross-dressing. You know, when he hooked it up in that hooker on the East Coast, remember he used to meet that meat. Remember we talked about this years ago, folks, years ago, maybe 10, 12 years ago. We talked about this on this show where Oscar De La Hoya was caught in drag. And I don't mean in drag it on a cigarette. I mean in drag, like as in clothes, wearing women's clothes, Victoria's Secret outfits. And the hooker that was hooked up with him, this Russian hooker, said she was using anal plugs and things like that with Oscar De La Hoya. So you know Oscar's a bit of a freak. No doubt about it. He's had his cocaine issues, and you know he doesn't look like a healthy guy. I mean, he just doesn't look healthy. No doubt about it. He's got to be close to 250 pounds now. Anyway, he got Canelo's great deal, or Canelo got this great deal with DAZN. Of course, DAZN looking to take over boxing. Why not? Somebody's got to make a move. HBO's dead. Of course, speaking of HBO, spent some time with Larry Merchant Friday. It was so cool, folks. Check this out. I drive down to Santa Monica. That's where he lives. I drive down to Santa Monica. So I pull up to Merchant's house. He's got this cool house. His wife's not there. And we pull up. Wife Patricia's a nice lady. I pull up to the house. And I come in. And he's got his little office in the front. His swimming pool in the back. His hot tub in the back. So cool. His wife's got a little dog. Blind to one eye. And, you know, it was good being with Larry. He showed me some of the pictures in his house. And I took a few of them. In fact, maybe I'll put a couple up on the Sports Byline website. But Larry and I had some fun. We went to lunch. The burger wasn't great, but they replaced it. They cooked it again because, I ordered the stuff well done, and they sent it to me like raw, man. That lady, I wanted a Anyway, the Godfather eats oysters. He's a big oyster freak. No doubt about that. Oyster and lobster tacos. That's what Larry Merchant had for lunch on the Santa Monica Beach Friday afternoon. Went back to his house. We spent some time talking about old times, new times, the future, things like that. And then I got on the road to go home. So I'm going down to Wilshire Boulevard, and I went 3 blocks on Wilshire Boulevard in 45 minutes. I'll say it again. I went 3 blocks on Wilshire Boulevard in that Brentwood area where O.J. Simpson's wife committed suicide in 1995. You know I'm joking, right? Anyway, that Brentwood neighborhood, it took me 3 blocks, 30 minutes. Then a 4th block, all in all, 4.5 blocks, almost an hour. You couldn't get out of it. You were locked in. Bottom line is, L.A. traffic is the absolute worst in the world, bar none. And that's, I mean, I thought SF Barry was bad, but it's not. You're tuned to the Ring Talk live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Next up, we'll hear from Anthony Joshua on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Yeah, you ought to be ashamed of yourself, baby. Offsides and holding, yeah. Holding on to someone else.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
And the big fight is coming up. Ali and Frazier, Muhammad Ali. I call him Muhammad Ali because that's what he wants. Oh, yeah, he's a big dude and he hits hard, you know. I'll call him what he wants. But it's good that he's being allowed to work again. As you know, he couldn't work for 3 years. Of course, he had a strange job beating people up. But that was his, you know, his right. He could have that job. Government wanted him to change jobs. Government wanted him to kill people. He thought it over and he said, no, that's where I draw the line. I'll beat him up and I don't want to kill him. And the government told him, well, if you won't kill him, we won't let you beat him up. And it was all because he didn't want to go to Vietnam, and now we're getting out of Vietnam through Laos and Cambodia. That's got to be the long way. You've got to go through China and Russia to get out that way. What are we going to tell them? We'll only be here a short time. Or... just looking for a trail. Well, maybe they'll go for it. I don't know. Of course, we're only there in Southeast Asia for one reason, to free the people so they can have industry. Isn't that what we do everywhere, I think? We kind of free people and then lay a little industry on them.
so they can have all the benefits of industry that we have. Oh, beautiful for smoggy skies, insecticided grain, for strip-mined mountains' majesty above the asphalt plain. America, America, man sheds his waste on thee and hides the pines with billboard signs from sea to oily sea.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times, next to me.
Boxing fans, currently there are a couple of heavyweight champions. Actually, maybe there's more than one or two. The bottom line is we never really know who's the champion. So many belts out there. But right now, Anthony Joshua has the majority of the belts. Deontay Wilder has the WBC belt. But then in the middle, we have Tyson Fury, the linear champion. Bottom line is Anthony Joshua talked about both Joshua and Deontay Wilder today with ESPN's Max Kellerman.
May I just set this off? You heard Deontay Wilder sit right there and say, I want Anthony Joshua. The question is, does he really want me? Do you really want Deontay Wilder?
I think it's simple. When I've listened to what he's been saying, that there does need to be one champion and one face. And we've both got an opportunity where I have no mandatories. He has no obligations. I'm more than willing to fight Deontay Wilder April 13th in my backyard this time in Wembley Arena, you know, in front of 100,000 audience. So I'm very keen to make that fight, but no fantasy contracts, just reality. You know, bringing our worth to the table and bargaining and negotiating what we're worth and making this fight happen.
Anthony, thank you for being on the show, my man. Sorry I couldn't be there with you today in studio, but it was good seeing you at the NBA playoffs a few months ago.
Yes, sir.
You know, when you look at Wilder, you heard what he had to say. He's given us the impression, both myself and Max, it was a fight that he's wanted. It's a fight that he was ready to sign on for. He damn near said it wasn't even supposed to be Tyson Fury. It was supposed to be you. But you and your folks are who made it difficult for this fight to happen. And that is the only reason it did not happen. Am I right, Max, in interpreting that's what Wilder basically said?
Sure.
Because that's what it came across as saying to me.
Yeah.
So how I see it is that we can go tit for tat and say he said, she said, he said, she said. I think in the reality and the scheme of things, it's a fight that we have to have. We're both in the same generation, the same era. We're both heavyweight champions of the world. So with that being said, as I said, like, there's no fantasy contracts. It's a situation where it's reality. Like, I don't like coming to a stage in my career when I'm just talking about what I'm worth and negotiations and what we're bringing to the table. It's a fight that has to happen. As I said, I'm holding four of the major world title belts and Wilder holds one. So in that sense, I feel he should come to my backyard and fight me.
And you're the bigger economic engine. When people talk about Canelo's, Canelo's the biggest engine in the sport. In fact, you are the number one star in worldwide boxing. Canelo is too close, but you're number one right now in the absence of Floyd Mayweather. You're the heavyweight champion of the world, or a heavyweight champion of the world. You're an undefeated Olympic super heavyweight gold medalist. You're entering your physical prime, and you put 100,000 people in Wembley. So I get your argument. I have the economic clout. He's not coming in as partners. I should get a bigger slice of the pie. Let's have a realistic negotiation.
A realistic conversation.
But let me put it to you this way. I want to hear your response. When you knocked out Vladimir Klitschko, Tyson Fury had already beaten Klitschko. Then he had drug problems, ballooned in weight, basically was out of boxing.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't, like, beat Klitschko so convincingly, like he's the next great thing. You had one of the all-time great heavyweight fights with Klitschko, got off the deck and stopped him to essentially win the world title in everyone's imagination. That's the heavyweight champ. You were here. Everyone else was here. But since then, the feeling has been Joshua makes all this money fighting anyway, 30 million pounds, whatever it is. Why should he take 40 or 50 to fight Wilder when he's making against anybody? He can make 30, 40 million pounds, whatever it is. Meantime, Deontay went out and fought Luis Ortiz. No one wants to fight that southpaw with the punching power. Great fight, wins by knockout. Fought Tyson Fury. They both showed special stuff, the kind of stuff that you showed when you beat Klitschko. And now all of a sudden, it's like almost like Deontay has risen in terms of the moral standing of it all. And now all of a sudden, you're not the heavyweight champ. There's a question. You're a heavyweight champ. How do you respond to that?
Number one, I feel like if you have to draw to be classed a heavyweight champion of the world, that's not where I'm going for. I'm knocking people out straight up, through and through. Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder drew. Let's not let's not beat around the bush, and that's not how I want to retain my titles. And it's good because there's enough people in the playing field to be named great heavyweights in this era, which is good. And with that being said, as I said, when you look at my legacy that I'm trying to create, 5 years in, I've been professional 5 years. I've had 7 world title defenses. I was a world champion by the time in my 16th fight. Then you've got these guys I'm dealing with that have been professional 10 years. So when you're talking about who's who and what we've achieved, when you compare, and that's what I'm saying, I already talk from a place of stats and facts. I know I'm the one. And I know I'm going to be here long when them guys are gone. So let them carry on. And it's not about right now. It wasn't about my fight with Vladimir. And it shouldn't be about their fight with Fury and Wilder. It's about what happens in the long term. And that's why from my 16th fight, I threw myself in the deep end to make sure I cement my legacy for the long term.
By the way, best fight I've ever called.
Hold on, Max. Anthony, I got a 2-part question here. Number one, who do you think would be the bigger fight, you versus Wilder or you versus Fury, in light of what you saw? And number two, watching that fight, because I'm sure you saw it, did you walk away feeling as confident as you would be against these two, or did you walk away feeling more confident based on what you saw when they fought one another?
I think the bigger fight, it's not so much the bigger fight that I'm interested in, it's the champion that I'm interested in. So I want the WBC belt strapped around my waist. And then with that being said, I think it was a great fight and a close fight. But as you know me, what I stand for is if you come to someone's backyard or you're fighting a champion, you have to knock them out. So I feel Tyson could have gone in there and knocked out Deontay Wilder. And then it wouldn't have been a situation when you leave it to the judges. And that's how I operate in my business. I don't go in there leaving it down to the judges.
Anthony, you've gone the distance in fights that you've won.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, against good fighters.
Just one.
Right, sure.
I let him off the hook as well.
Here's my question. You lay it out very smartly and I think correctly in terms of the way you, rationally, in terms of the way you think, I'm going to be here a long time, we'll work
100%,
all this stuff
out.
But you are so... There's no such thing as a dude who is heavyweight champion as young as you were, Olympic gold medalist as young as you were, picks himself off the deck in the best fight I have ever called in Wembley in front of 100,000 against
fight.
The old heavyweight champion of the world. Title never changed hands like that before. Not like that. With a young guy, old guy. Without being insanely competitive. And you know there are lots of people now who believe Deontay Wilder would beat you. They didn't used to be there. Now they're thinking they are. And Deontay Wilder's running around here saying he won't fight me. And in a sense, you're right, it's a business negotiation, but you know he wants that fight right now. That doesn't bother you?
But my situation is that he's saying that I won't fight him. As I said, I'm willing to fight Deontay Wilder April 13th in London. So I don't know what more I have to do to get that message across. He's more interested in fighting Tyson Fury. Tyson Fury holds no world titles.
And you're really okay waiting that out and seeing what's what and eventually fighting them?
I can't control what Deontay Wilder does. I can't control what Tyson Fury does. Or even as far as what they say. But what I can do is control what I say and what I'm doing.
Anthony Joshua, recognized by many or most boxing fans as the world heavyweight champion. Of course, if he came over here to the United States and fought Deontay Wilder, would he get a fair shake? Because obviously, Tyson Fury didn't get a fair shake a couple of weeks ago. I mean, come on, man. Tyson Fury wins all but 2 rounds of the fight. According to Hector Martinez, the esteemed manager of Roberto Duran, the former 2-time lightweight Golden Glove champion here in San Francisco, he said that Deontay Wilder won 18 seconds of the fight. Like, you know, the guy was down 9 seconds one time, down 9 the other. Add those together, and that's where he won. Outside of that, Deontay Wilder was a street fighter. He wasn't a boxer per se. And, you know, I tried to bring this up with Larry Merchant a few weeks ago, and Larry sort of played it off, you know, but Wilder's not a boxer per se. I know he learned late in life as far as coming into the boxing game, won the 2008 Olympic bronze medalist, more power to him, 2008 Olympic bronze medalist over in Beijing. So, I mean, I wish him all the best, but he just doesn't have it. He doesn't have the boxing ability to deal with a real boxer. So, therefore, I think he's going to have trouble with Tyson Fury when they rumble again, and he'll have trouble with Anthony Joshua should they ever fight. Because I'm telling you, when you look at the big picture here, the big picture is who is the best heavyweight on the planet. Currently, there are 2 heavyweights on the planet that can make that claim, and neither of them are Deontay Wilder, the American. Of course, as I said, undefeated, 41-0 with a draw now, out of Mobile, Alabama. The bottom line is, for most of those 41 wins, he fought a lot of guys like my producer and me. In other words, old men, old, slow men. So, you know, the fights are as predictable as the sun coming up tomorrow. They were. You know Deontay was going to win. And the way they had that knockout string running, you know, I mean, they just kept it going, kept feeding them guys that would fall down, of course. And most of the guys he fought were like bowling pins. I hate to knock the guy. I mean, he's an American fighter, but I'm not going to give him undue praise just because he's an American fighter. Not going to do it. No way, no how. Of course, Wilder says he wants to hook it up with Joshua. He says that Joshua's begging him for a fight, and Joshua's saying that Wilder's begging for a fight, and Tyson Fury's just in the middle saying, you know, we'll hear from Tyson Fury a little bit later in the show, by the way. Great interview with him. Great, how can I put this? The guy just sort of tells it like it is, and he sounds like he's really being honest. He's really being truthful. You know, unlike John Jones. Remember John Jones, the current, take the bet, he's going to be light heavyweight champion of the world again in the USC. But how he said that one time that, you know, he straightened his life out and there's transparency in life, transparency in his life, and he's clean, all that kind of good stuff. Then he tested positive for blow a couple of weeks later. Yeah, just a piece of work, John Jones. Anyway, speaking of the USC, we'll talk about the USC after the next break, about 40, 42 minutes past the hour. Bottom line is USC 231 had a pretty good main event. If you like one-sided beatdowns, I mean major, major beatdowns. It was an ugly, ugly scene, no doubt about it. Toronto, Canada was the site of the fight card, USC 231. And if anything, it proved to me that there are boxing referees that are inept, there are MMA referees that are inept, and there are inept cornermen in both sports. And at the end of the day, the ringside doctor should have probably stepped in and stopped that Brian Ortega fight with Max Holloway a lot sooner than it was stopped. We'll talk about that in depth. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk live worldwide.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Our friends at Transatlantic Real Estate have created a unique investment opportunity that combines legal marijuana and crowdfunding. Now, after you let that sink in for a second, think about the growing momentum around legal marijuana in this country. It's been all over the ballot. If you are an investor, there has never been a better time to get in the game. However, as markets grow, so does the barrier to entry, which means it will take millions, if not billions, to invest, not to mention the risk of starting a new venture. That's what makes this opportunity so special. Transatlantic Real Estate is different. They buy land that supports marijuana grow operations and lease it to licensed, high-paying tenants. Did you get that? You're investing in the landlord of a licensed marijuana farm. The best part is, they're using crowdfunding to make it easy for the average person to get in before they take the company public. So, for a limited time, you can invest as little as $300 up to $10,000. To invest, go to marijuanastock.org. That's marijuanastock.org. Get in the game. Do it now.
This is Lou Landers from Sports over in Night America. You can catch my co-host Ron McLeese and I every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Pacific on the Sports Byline Radio Network. We talk MLB, NFL, fantasy sports, gambling. We'll help you win money. We'll keep you up to date on all the latest news from around the world of sports. Sports Overnight America, 11 p.m. Pacific, every Friday night on the Sports Byline Radio Network.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That is just a fact of life.
Let's go post-fight, UFC 231 now in the rearview mirror. We'll hear from the man himself, Dana White, followed by the world featherweight champion, Max Holloway.
The gate was $3.28 million. It was this was a total sellout. So today, a lot of times we'll announce sellouts and you'll have, 50 single seats and things like that. We had 100 singles this morning, not one single seat open for this event. It's the biggest event we've ever done here as far as attendance. 19,039 people here in the building tonight. The fight of the night was Holloway and Ortega, and the performance bonuses went to Santos and Holloway. Congratulations to them. They all won $50,000 each.
I always try to set the bar, I told you guys, I'm set the bar. Come beat me. I dare you. I didn't break the records, actually. Ortega actually did it for me. He's taking a lot of punches. So, this is not one side. The guy was taking some damage. So, kudos to him and, on to the next. Like I said, Bless Express is stopping T-City. All aboard. Don't miss the seat. We're going to UFC Hawaii now. Dana, take me home. I want a virgin lava flow on the beach. So let's go. When you're in there, you see things. I just felt his energy dropping every round. I heard his coaches talking, in the first couple rounds, and he'd push. And then, around like the third round and stuff, I heard his coaches talking, and there's no push anymore, And when I was coming out of the third round, I told Joe, this is the round. Get ready to come in and talk to me. And then when I didn't get the finish, I walked straight to Jordan. I was like, this close. Maybe next one. And then when they called the fight, I jumped the cage. The first guy I talked to was Joe. I was like, hey, I guess I was right. I take it back. We was there.
What can I say? I can go on and on how that fight should have been stopped earlier. But, man, that was a mess. No doubt about it. Brian Ortega did not deserve to take the punishment he took. The unnecessary punishment, folks. That's how guys get hurt. But still, the world featherweight champion, Max Holloway, Honolulu, Hawaii. No doubt about it. He is the king at 145. Now, let's go back to the sport of boxing. Tyson Fury. Capture the world, of course, recapture the world, the most colorful guy around. Got a good personality. He can fight. He was able to dog Deontay Wilder, hold his hands behind his back. I mean, he dogged Deontay Wilder. In fact, if I was Deontay, I don't know if I'd be showing my face, talking all kinds of smack afterwards. Because, like Hector Martinez said, he won 18 seconds of the entire fight. Two rounds max. I gave him a 10-8 round and round number 9 when he knocked Tyson Fury down with that left hook, I believe. And then the 12th round when he knocked him down with that two-punch combination, I scored the fight that round 10-9 because I thought that Tyson Fury got up and kicked the snot out of Deontay Wilder for the rest of the round. So you got to give him some credit for getting up off the canvas. And not only that, but coming back and winning the rest of the round. At the end of the day, it was 117-110, my scorecard, for the world heavyweight champion. That's right. I'm talking about Tyson Fury. Speaking of Tyson Fury, here he is. Tyson Fury, unplugged.
I didn't have no motivation to do it. Zero motivation to do anything. Zero motivation to have a shave. Zero to brush your teeth, even have a shower. Nothing. I can't tell you in words how I felt, how down I was. When you lose control of your own mind, you're in a bad place. I just wanted to show the world that if mental health could bring somebody as big as me and as strong as me and, the stereotype heavyweight champion of the world to my knees, then it could bring anybody to the knees. And I thought to myself, if I can show the world that you can come back from it and to get back in shape and get back to the top, then anybody can do it. I knew something was wrong with me my whole life. Growing up as a child, I'd feel a loneliness even when I was with other people. I wasn't a confident character what you see today. I was a very shy, reserved, skinny little whippet kid. I was always told that I couldn't do stuff and and I'd never do anything, I'd never achieve anything. So that made me worse, basically. I've experienced the highest highs and the lowest lows in life. Something I'd worked for my whole life, and when I finally achieved it, it was like, oh, well, that was a load of rubbish. I wasn't expecting now to feel like this. Like I said to you before, I just felt like an emptiness and a deep, gaping hole of nothing. Darkness and grey clouds. Every day was grey. And I felt like I had nothing to look forward to. I was worthless. It was just a horrible, horrible feeling that people need to understand that many, many people are in the same boat. They don't have to be very successful sports athletes to feel like this. Anybody from day to day has the same feelings. What does it all mean? What does being a world champion really mean? But what I was trying to say was, what does it all really mean when I'm not well on the inside? I was in a position of power. I had glory, fame, achievements, money, a family, all earthly assets that one could want. But it meant nothing, so they couldn't understand why it would just make me feel like this. The repetitive thinking, the same stuff day in, day out, it won't go away. And the more I'm trying to think, right, I want to be positive, negative, 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 negative. And everyone I was around was getting negative too because I was putting it on them. This went on for 18 months. Well, on me battling my own self every day, drinking, abusing my body, eating rubbish, taking drugs. Everything I stood for didn't matter anymore. I'd never ever experienced anything in my whole life, even though I'd had anxiety before. This was the king daddy of all anxiety attacks. I was so sure I was going to die, but nothing mattered. I didn't care. All I wanted was atonement for my sins. I can't tell you in words how I felt, how down I was. When you lose control of your own mind, you're in a bad place. And it's a silent killer. It's almost like carbon monoxide poison. You can't smell it, you can't taste it, you can't feel it, but you die. The way I explain mental health is you bottle up and bottle up and bottle up and then it just explodes. You can't bottle anymore. And that's when you're having your bad times. And I was drinking every day, something I'd never done in my life, to try and wash me sorrows away. But it come to a stage where, that's one way of doing it, but I'm going heavier and heavier. I was gaining 380, 390, 400 pounds, and I was very unhealthy. I didn't fit in anything I owned anymore. It wasn't me anymore. I had two bodies. Turning point was, I went out Halloween, dressed as a skeleton in a fancy dress party. I went out about 9 o'clock, and I expected to stay out all night and get smashed. I had one drink. I looked around me and I thought, what am I doing? I'm back normal again now, yeah? I'm back, like, thinking straight. Still drinking, but I'm thinking sensible again. And I called out to my wife. I said, Paris, here. She said, what? I said, tomorrow. I said, I start to turn my life around. I said, I promise you. I said, I'm going to do it. I'm definitely going to do it. From that day, I got my tracksuit on in the morning and I was going to run 2 miles. I got about 200 yards and stopped. And I thought, right, I can't run. I've run all my life. I've always been a very good runner. And I got 200 yards and I was totally gone. I could feel my belly moving on. It wasn't like a fat like jelly. It was like solid brick. It was a horrible feeling. I thought, okay, I'm going to walk the rest. And I walked. And every day I'd go out on the canal and I'd do a little run in my sweatsuit. And every day I'd get a little bit further until I was doing 4 or 5 miles again. And then I come back and I worked my way back and we worked repetitively, day in, day out. And at that time I was still sleeping with the light on. I couldn't sleep in the dark. You need to stimulate the mind. And I think training is a perfect way to do it. Working out, exercising. Whether you can do a lot or a little, you must do something. I give myself short-term goals and long-term goals. And I plan things more now. Where if I'm just not got anything on the horizon, I tend to wander and my mind goes AWOL. But when I've got something on plan and I've got things going and I want to do this, this and this, even if it's, it doesn't have to be big things. It can be small, tiny goals that mean something to you as a person, as an individual. I'm very, very sure that working out and having a routine in your life is the answer for mental health problems. I want you to know that every day for 2 years was very grey and dark for me. But it will come back great again. You will have sunshine days again. Rose-coloured days warmed by the sun.
The colourful Tyson Fury. What can I say, folks? Boxing needs personality, and Tyson Fury is definitely a personality. Now, back to the fight tonight. Of course, Canelo Alvarez, once-beaten fighter, taking on the once-beaten Rocky Felding, the current WBA 168-pound champion. Canelo gets to put on 8 pounds as far as the actual weight for the fight is concerned, but he weighed in under the 168-pound limit. Mr. Felding, a rugged guy, no doubt about it. He's going to come to fight, but I just don't think his lunchbox is not packed enough to be able to even come close to beating, let alone competing, I think, with Mr. Canelo Alvarez. I may be wrong, and I've been wrong before because I was real wrong on that Brian Ortega fight. Man, holy cow, I should have been arrested for picking the wrong one on that one because Max Holloway destroyed Brian Ortega. In fact, with the help of the referee and the doctors and the cornermen that wouldn't stop that fight, they just helped prove Brian Ortega take a hell of a whooping, no doubt about it. But hey, Tyson Fury, let's go back to the subject hand. Tyson Fury, of course, he is the linear champion, but he's not really the guy per se. He's got to come out and knock one of these guys out and do it decisively. He's got to do something and something with an exclamation mark. That's what Tyson Fury needs. Tyson Fury needs a big exclamation mark at the end of a win. Not going 12 rounds with a draw. Not going 12 rounds maybe in a fight you should have won or won easily. The bottom line is you need to have an exclamation mark on your fight. So listen, those exclamation marks are the only thing they made that kept Wilder in the fight. I mean, I can't believe he was even in the fight score-wise, but in the 12th round, they called it a draw. I just couldn't believe it. All three judges went 10-8, by the way, for Deontay Wilder when Deontay got whooped up for most of that round after knocking Tyson Fury down early in the round. What can I say? Bad scoring, because according to Dwayne Ford, who's the godfather of judges, of course, I took my Association of Boxing Commissions exam from him just a few weeks ago in Panama City, Panama. A guy deserves to get that point back if he gets up and does real well. In fact, I've seen guys knock other guys down, so you got to make that one rounds and even, right? Guy scores in the knockdown, the round's even. Anyway, bottom line is scoring is not that easy. It boils down to clean punches landing. And for the most part, Deontay Wilder didn't land too many punches. What was his punch connect rate? That 18%, 18 and 20%. Speaking of punch connect rate, I don't think Rocky Felding will be having too much of a punch connect rate tonight. I wish him the very best luck, but I don't think he's going the distance. And if he does, he will take a hell of a licking along the way, no doubt about it. Now, let's talk about some other boxing news. Of course, no doubt about it, baby. You got to look at Canelo and Triple G going to do this half again. I mean, that's going to happen. I mean, both guys are talking about it. Both guys want to do it. It's a money fight out there for both guys because Triple G can't make 10 cents fighting anybody else. And Canelo can make more money fighting Triple G maybe than he could anybody else. But then Canelo's money's locked in with that big fat contract with his own. So it really doesn't matter, I guess, what Canelo makes. He's making $365 million for 11 fights. More power to him. Speaking of Canelo, he says this fight is not an easy fight, this fight with Rocky Belding. Yeah, okay, that's what you think. And get this, there's some headlines coming in here on Saturday night's Golden Bear card at Fantasy Springs in Indio, California. Super featherweight Patricio Manuel of Los Angeles defeated Hugo Aguilar via unanimous nod, and he won the scores by scores of 39-37. It seemed innocuous pro debut, except for one fact, as an amateur, Manuel fought in the 2012 U.S. Olympic trials as a female. That's right. On Saturday night, he became the first transgender male to fight in the United States. Hey, more power to him. It takes a lot of intestinal fortitude. I was going to say balls, but it takes a lot of intestinal fortitude to be a girl and fight men. I mean, I don't care sex change or not, man. That's just a crazy, crazy world.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You know, I don't often get super impressed with boxers because when you do, you know, they let you down. The bottom line is Jack Fisk, of course, the legendary boxing writer, said that never fall in love with a fighter. They'll always let you down if you fall in love with them. Anyway, don't fall in love with them. Be objective. But Emmanuel Navarrete, the once-beaten current WBO 122-pound champion, having taken that title from Isaac Dogbo last week, he beat Dogbo like a dog. He just beat him like a dog. And get this, you know, Dogbo showed up at the WBO convention that was held at the end of October, early November, in Panama City, honoring Roberto Duran just a few weeks ago. And he showed up down there, and he looked fat as hell. He looked fat. I mean, he had these big cheekbones sticking out. I mean, these big cheekbones. Like a chipmunk. In other words, when you're in shape, the bones stick out of your face. When you're not in shape, you give face cheeks like Alvin and the Chipmunks. You know, he looked like one of the Chipmunks. I thought he shouldn't be in that party atmosphere of the WBO convention, but he was there. I think he received an award. His father trained him. His father managed him. Bottom line is he got his tail handed to him. And Miguel, take it back. Emmanuel Navarrete is the once beaten WBO 122-pound champion. And I tip my hat to him because I think he is the next superstar in the world of boxing. Why do I say that? He fights like an American. He dogs people. In other words, he's cocky and he can fight. He fights Mexican to an extent because he's got that, you know, the Mexican blood. But he fights with an American style, like an American amateur style that's hybrid into a pro style. Bottom line is, I think nothing but great things coming from him. And one more time, I want to give props out to Patricio Manuel, of course, 1-0 now of Los Angeles, having won a pro fight and having fought as a female in the Olympic trials in 2012, and 6 years later fights as a male and wins a fight. So congrats to him or her, whatever. Bottom line is congrats. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget, we'll be back on the Sunday show, 11 a.m. Pacific time. We'll bring in Johnny Signorella, but we'll talk about, of course, the Canelo fight. We'll talk about some other stuff. We'll talk about the UFC. I got a lot of stuff happening. Check us out the Sunday 2-hour edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide Sunday right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network at 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time right here on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.